And now, Spotlight on Lifelong Learning with Jonathan Judakin, a weekly look at some of the exciting public conversations upcoming around Memphis. Jonathan Judakin is the Spence L. Wilson Chair in the Humanities at Rhodes College.
I want to direct you to a beautiful and multi-layered event this Thursday night, November 21st, at Rhodes College. In commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising and the 200th anniversary of America's greatest poet, Walt Whitman, there will be an event celebrating the publication of Live Oak with Moss. The book gathers together a cycle of 12 poems written by Whitman as an ode to homosexual love. Arguably the first work in American letters touting gay love, Whitman dispersed some of these poems among his great work, Leaves of Grass. Whitman scholar Karen Carbiner will talk about Whitman's fascinating life and explain how these poems were rediscovered. Renowned Caldecott-winning illustrator Brian Selznick will discuss the gorgeous visuals he created, inspired by the poems, accompanied by jazz guitarist John Bass. Joel Parsons, director of the Clough Hansen Gallery, will then open a Q&A, which will be followed by a book signing. Live Oak with Moss is a beautiful treasure you'll want on your bookshelf. So head to Rhodes Thursday night for the reception at 5:30 and the public conversation about Walt Whitman at 6. To learn about other lifelong learning opportunities, you can now follow WKNO Spotlight on Facebook or Twitter, or just check the website.
For more ideas for public programs in Memphis, visit WKNOSpotlight.com, where you will find a list of lectures and book talks happening around town. Spotlight on Lifelong Learning is a partnership between Rhodes College and WKNO-FM.